The words of God given to us today is Acts chapter 16, verse 26 to 34. It is on the page 216 in the New Testament. Allow me to read the script. Suddenly there was such a violent earthquake that the foundation of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open and everybody's chain came loose. The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here." The jailer called for lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in his house. At that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. Then immediately he and all his family were baptized. The jailer brought them into his house and set a meal before them. He was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God, he and his whole family. Paul and Silas remained seated in their prison cell, although they could have easily escaped when all prison doors flew open and their feet in the stocks became unfastened. To the jailer who tried to kill himself as he had thought Paul and Silas had escaped, this was an extraordinary event, superseding his lifetime experience, understanding, and expectation as a jailer. The jailer invited Paul and Silas to his house in that late night. How can a jailer take prisoner Paul and Silas to his house? This is not a strange event. During those days, a jailer's house was usually situated within the prison territory. So it didn't mean that Paul and Silas departed the prison territory by going into the jailer's house. At his house, the jailer called Paul and Silas as sirs and asked questions kept in his heart, the question that had not been answered by anybody from Philippi. "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Paul, whom God brought him from Antioch of Syria in Asia to a jailer in Philippi in Europe to answer this question, replied without hesitation, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." This was such a simple answer, but it captures every bit of gospel, as we have examined last week. Verse 32 testifies events following such reply. Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in his house. This all took place in the middle of the night when everyone was in deep sleep. Nevertheless, the jailer who received a reply of "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household," woke his families up, and Paul spoke the word of the Lord to them. Paul delivered the gospel. In other words, Paul delivered the message of the Lord that Jesus came to this world in bodily flesh, died on the cross as a sacrifice to pay sin debts of men, but he rose from the dead on the third day. Therefore, anybody who believes Jesus Christ as Savior will be saved eternally as a child of eternal God. How would you have reacted If you were in the situation of Paul and Silas in today's text, if you had been locked up in a prison, but the jailer took you to his house in the middle of the night and woke up all his families to listen to the message of Jesus Christ from you, what would you have said first? Wouldn't you first passionately explain how you, who were imprisoned, came to the house of the jailer in the middle of the night? I never did anything bad enough to be imprisoned. All I did was to save a poor woman from the evil spirit in the name of Jesus Christ because she was possessed by an evil spirit and exploited by bad employers. However, with the false accusation of people who employed such poor women, I myself and Silas had been stripped and flogged severely and imprisoned in an underground cell. Moreover, our feet were fastened in the stocks. This was an absurd and unexpected incident, like a thunder from a clear sky. However, Silas and myself were not in despair. In the middle of the night, we were praying and singing hymns to the Lord, we believe. Then suddenly, the ground of prison was shaken, and prison doors of the cell that we were locked in flew open. Even the stocks in our feet came loose. Jesus Christ, we believe, has answered our prayers. That's how we can now stand in front of you as free men. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Then Jesus Christ will be with you and protect you with his power. Wouldn't you have first passionately testified the power of Jesus Christ you have just experienced like this? What a glorious gathering of testimony that would be. However, Paul did not mention at all about the power of the Lord that released him from the securely guarded prison cell. Paul only delivered a message of the cross of Jesus Christ. Why he wouldn't have testified the power of the Lord, we can find the answer from the Apostles' Creed. In the Apostles' Creed, there is no statement about the works of Jesus. While Jesus was in this world, he did so many works that people call miracles. He healed people from many different diseases and even saved the dead. He fed a large crowd with 5 loaves of bread and 2 pieces of fish, made storm silent with his words, and walked on the surface of wavering sea. All these deeds are clearly miracles to limited men. But there is no mention of such miracles in the Apostles' Creed. Why is that? It is because, as we have learned from the class of mature believers, stories of miracles are also abundantly present in other religions. Moreover, to God, such deeds cannot be miracles. How can healing the sick and silencing storm be considered as miracles to mighty God who created heaven and earth? Therefore, in Apostles' Creed, the confession of Jesus' suffering of crucifixion and resurrection is immediately followed by the birth of Jesus, without mentioning the stories of Jesus' lifetime works. It is because there is no greater miracle than Immanuel God entering into the history of man in bodily flesh, died as a sacrifice to pay sin debts of men, rose from the dead, and resurrected to provide the road of eternal life to men. Two thousand years ago, Roman Empire was filled with Greek mythology. Men created gods appearing in such mythology, performed all kinds of extraordinary deeds. Therefore, if Paul delivered Jesus as the one who shook the prison ground, opened the prison doors, and removed stocks from their feet, Jesus would have sounded no different from gods in Greek mythology to the jailer and his family. This was the reason why Paul only delivered the word of the Lord, message of the cross of Jesus Christ, to the jailer and his family. The impact of such message is explained in verse 33. At that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. Then immediately he and all his family were baptized. In the middle of the night, the jailer took Paul and Silas to a well and washed their wounds. During the day, had not Paul and Silas ordered to be stripped and severely flogged? So wouldn't their bodies have been in a terrible state with their wounds and bleedings from their wounds and bleedings during the day? The jailer washed their bloodstains with his own hands. Then he and his family received baptism from Paul around the well. Each of the jailer and his family accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior through individual confession of faith. Didn't Paul define baptism as being clothed with Christ in Galatians chapter 3, verse 27? The fact that the jailer and his family received baptism means they removed their rags of death and sin and changed into the clothes of eternal life of Jesus Christ. Verse 34. The jailer brought them into his house and set a meal before them. He was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God, he and his whole family. As soon as the jailer and his family were baptized, he took Paul and Silas into his house again. It was still middle of the night, but he provided food and drinks to Paul and Silas. Then he was filled with joy because he and his entire family had come to believe in God. The Greek word agaliao, translated into Korean word as filled with joy, means leaping with joy or exulting. It is a word explaining a person in a state of an extreme joy, not knowing what to do with such joy. In his book, Surprised by Joy, C.S. Lewis of UK explains, "Joy itself, considered simply as an event in my own mind, turned to be no value at all. All the value lay in that of which joy was desiring."
당해 있다라고 말을 했습니다. 정말 귀담아 들어야 할 이야기.
This is an important story. If a gambler wins all the money on the table, wouldn't he be leaping with joy? But wouldn't his life be destroyed because of such joy? If a pickpocket finds jewelry of 100 millions of won, wouldn't he be exalted? But wouldn't such joy turn his life into a wreckage? A lot of people enjoys money, but loses people around them as well as their lives because of money. Many enjoy power, but get abandoned by power, enjoy honor, but get dishonored, and enjoy one's desire, but their lives get drowned by their own desires. In that very night, was the jailer leaping with joy because he earned a lot of money? Was he exulting from the news of his promotion? If his joy was from such events, that joy would have soon ended in emptiness. The jailer was filled with joy because of Savior of Jesus Christ provided to him and his family by God. He was filled with joy because of eternal life that God poured through Jesus Christ. He was filled with joy because God clothed him with Jesus Christ, clothing of eternal truth. In short, what jailer was desiring in joy was God in Trinity. Therefore, the jailer's joy is an eternal joy. It is because God is the eternal being. It is because God never forsakes his children. Omnipresent God is with his children whenever and wherever they are. Then how can the jailer not be leaping with joy when he and his family come to believe such God and call God as his father? However, such joy was not granted without any cost. We know well how Paul and Silas ended up in the prison of Philippi in order for God to provide eternal joy to the jailer and his family. When Paul left Antioch, Syria in Asia for his second mission trip, his original plan was to deliver gospel in today's Turkey region. However, God stopped Paul on his way for two times, so Paul had to go to a port city, Troas, that he had never planned for. Then one night in Troas, Paul had a vision of a Macedonian man asking for Paul's help. Accepting such vision as God's command, Paul crossed the Aegean Sea and went to Philippine European continent that he had never thought about. The distance that Paul had to travel from Antioch, Syria in Asia to Philippi in Europe is over 2,000 kilometers. 2,000 years ago, the main means of transportation was by feet. Except 300 kilometers of Aegean Sea, Paul had to walk over 1,700 kilometers to arrive at Philippi. Would he have eaten well or slept comfortably? It was a journey of great pain. If Paul and Silas gave up in the middle of such journey of pain, the jailer in Philippi would have never had received the eternal joy. If Paul and Silas, after being severely flogged with a false accusation, left a prison cell when all prison doors flew open, it would have been impossible for the jailer to have the eternal joy. Even if Paul and Silas stayed in their prison, if Paul had not shouted at the jailer when he tried to kill himself and stopped him, such jailer would have finished his life in tragedy, not eternal joy. The reason the jailer was able to enjoy eternal joy was because Paul completely followed God's guidance after he left Antioch, Syria, in Asia. This was not an easy thing to do. However, there was a more difficult thing. All these were what Paul obeyed in his relationship with God. But what was more difficult was what Paul did in his relationship with people. Unlike in the relationship with God, our feelings always intervene first in the relationship with others. Now let's examine today's text from Paul's and Silas' perspective. In the middle of the night, the jailer took Paul and Silas to his house. Who were Paul and Silas to the jailer? Weren't they those who saved the jailer's life when the jailer tried to kill himself? Then, wouldn't it be natural for Paul and Silas to think that the jailer is about to offer something nice in return? However, when the jailer took them to his house, he didn't even give a sip of water to Paul and Silas. The jailer was blind to the wounds of Paul and Silas covered with blood stains from floggings of earlier that day. Instead, out of blue, the jailer asked to Paul and Silas, "What must I do to be saved?" If the jailer was to ask such question, why couldn't he have asked in the prison? Why he had to take Paul and Silas out of the prison cell? However, Paul, as a disciple, replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your family, your and your household."
다음에 한 일이 무엇입니까?
What did the jailer do next after receiving such message? With a thankful mind, did he try to offer a drink to Paul or Silas? No. He woke up his entire family from deep sleep and asked Paul to explain about Jesus in detail. All this happened in the middle of the night, not during the daytime. During the day, Paul and Silas were stripped and severely flogged, imprisoned in the underground cell, and just a few moments ago, their feet were fastened in stocks. Then how tiresome and weary Paul and Silas would have been at that night. Yet, the jailer was a selfish man, not at all mindful of such conditions of Paul and Silas, but requesting Paul and Silas to explain about Jesus after waking up his entire family in the middle of the night. Paul was not a dry wood or robot. Paul also was a man with human emotions. His mind and body being weary, wouldn't it be natural for Paul to be upset from such selfish behavior of the jailer? However, in that middle of the night, Paul and Silas delivered gospel to the jailer and his family. After that, the jailer went to a well with his family to receive baptism from Paul and Silas, and only then saw bloodstains all over Paul and Silas's body, and then washed their wounds. However, even this act was not done for Paul and Silas. If the jailer washed Paul and Silas because he felt apologetic and thankful, the natural course of next action is to do something for Paul and Silas. But after washing wounds of Paul and Silas, the jailer asked Paul and Silas to baptize them. So, the jailer washed Paul and Silas to cleanse their baptism performers for him and his family. Why wouldn't Paul and Silas had feelings? Wouldn't Paul and Silas felt upset from such selfish behavior of the jailer? Nevertheless, Paul and Silas baptized the jailer and his family without any hesitation. After all this was completed, in other words, only after the jailer got everything he wanted, the jailer took Paul and Silas back to his house and offered them food and drink. And then the jailer was leaping with joy that he and his family come to believe God in Trinity.
Paul이 자기 감정에 매몰되지 않고
The joy of the jailer was the result of Paul completely accepting the jailer, not being overwhelmed, but overcoming his own feelings despite the jailer's selfish and egocentric demands and acts. As a result, was the jailer only person being in joy? No. Needless to say, Paul, observing the jailer in joy, would have been in joy. It is because the selfish jailer who just entered into the road of faith will mature into an altruistic person as he continues his life of faith. Moreover, because Paul knew God will be filled with joy from the jailer being in joy. Only those who take what's joyful to God as his personal joy may overcome his personal feelings and become a passage of joy who can make other people filled with joy because of God. Today is Chuseok, the biggest holiday for Korean people that family members from everywhere gather together. To Christians, what can be a greater hope than forming a community of faith that every family member is filled with joy because of God? Do you truly believe the gospel, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your family? Then, the enthusiasm of jailer, the enthusiasm to bring Paul and Silas to his house in the middle of the night and wake his entire family up, is not enough. On top of this, you have to be in a right relationship with God and have the mind of Paul and Silas that overcame personal feelings arising from the relationship of others. Because we are most close with our families, it is so easy to be focused on our own feelings. It can be because of my own selfish mind or the selfish acts of someone in the family. When such feelings intervene, families hurt each other, and there are many cases that families end up in a relationship far worse than that with a stranger. If that is the case, how can God's word, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household, be realized? Even if someone in our family frequently acts and talks selfishly, that we get hurt, upset, and disturbed, if we are true Christians, filled with joy from God's Savior and life, let us become Paul, overcoming one's own feelings. Just as God placed Paul in an underground prison cell to deliver such joy, God placed us Christians in our family to bring such joy. Only then, God will definitely realize His word, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you and your family will be saved. And we will be able to have a great joy of eternal God with our family. Let us pray. Thank you for providing us Chuseok holiday, the day our family from different places gathered together. Help us understand that living in the same time as family members is a special providence of God. While loving God as Christians is loving others, help us not forget such love of others starts from our own blood-bound family. Because we are most intimate with our families, we may treat our families selfishly, or somebody from our family may act selfishly. Help us to become a person of obedience who completely follows guidance of God, and a devoted believer of God who overcome our own feelings in family relationship. Provide us with the enthusiasm of the jailer who woke his entire family up in the middle of the night so that they can listen to the gospel, as well as the mind of Paul who accepted the jailer despite his repeated selfish acts. Through our lives as a believer of the Lord, may your word, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you and your family will be saved, be realized in our family. Through us who believe God, may our entire family be filled with joy of God, and your joy towards them become our great joy. Therefore, may this Chuseok be not just a holiday of Korean people, but a starting point, turning Chuseok into a holiday of faith in Jesus Christ. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.